Welcome to your practice of yoga nidra. Before you settle down, or as you settle down and settle in, a few words of caring caution, a little housekeeping, if you will. This practice, as we all know, is deeply nurturing, it's calming, it's relaxing, soothing, healing. I could spend the entire recording going on here. But it's worth noting and needs to be said with that care, right? For some, this is a practice that could, not always, but it could occasionally trigger something really deep within your subconscious. And that can be a lot. We've all been there, right? When some old gunk surfaces. So I say this so you can know that is completely normal. I am always right here with you, here supporting you during, but also after your practice. You can always reach out. And I encourage you to always take the time to practice your safe space, right? That safe haven, that inner sanctuary, that feeling of well-being in your body. If you need to go there at any point, that will help you to transition out of the practice safely and for as long as you need, right? Visualizing yourself in that hammock, or curled up with a pet, or holding hands with someone you love. So, should any subconscious triggered feelings arise, be with them, right? This is a safe space for safe passage. And again, know that you can reach out at any time and retreat to your safe space before returning to your practice or the rest of your day. All right, housekeeping waffle over. Welcome to Yoga Nidra. If you haven't already, come to lying down on your back, legs out long, maybe a cushion under the knees for any discomfort that might arise in your low back, in your hips, your pelvis. And place your arms out to the side of the body. Allow the palms to turn up toward the ceiling, allowing shoulders to relax. And let the legs fall hip-width distance apart, feeling the toes fall out naturally. Lengthen the back of the neck, allowing the forehead to melt. And imagine a line down your center from the top of your head, the crown, down through the forehead, through bridge of the nose, middle of the chin, throat between the collarbones, all the way to the point between your legs. And feel all of your body flopping out from that center line. You got it. And take a deep inhale. And as you sigh out of the mouth, feel the points of the body that connect with the floor get even heavier. Maybe another deep belly breath in. And becoming even heavier. Throughout today's practice, you may feel as though you are falling asleep. You may, in fact, fall asleep. Your mind may wander off. When you realize that any of this has happened, notice yourself coming back to my voice. Return to the words that are being said and try not to analyze or overthink. Just observe your process. Take another long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. And as you exhale, allow for a sigh, big release, body heavy. And let the eyelids soften around the eyes. Broaden collarbones. palms release open, nice and receptive. Another long, slow, smooth, deep belly breath in. And as you exhale, allow for any final adjustments, wiggles, squiggles that you need to ensure that you can stay still, relaxed, and supported throughout your practice today. And as you take your next inhale, feel the body expand. And as you exhale, feel the body release. Body broadens and expands, even lifts. And body softens, releases, sinks down heavy. And begin to draw your attention to the sounds in the room around you. Take each sound one by one, just noting the space that you are in through sound. And become aware of any physical sensation on your skin, any fabric or texture, air, temperature, props. And bring your awareness to the shape of your body, lying on your back. Feel the sensation of your whole body lying on your back. And come into your body and into a feeling of well-being and safety. Coming to that inner sanctuary, that safe space. Maybe you imagine somewhere real or imaginary. Somewhere you feel that safety, that well-being. Imagine yourself in that place now. Notice where you are, what you see, how you feel, what you smell or taste. And create all those feelings of safety, well-being, and ease. Now, as you relax here, let's come to your Sankalpa, your personal resolve. If you have one you're already working with, repeating it to yourself three times. In a short statement in the present tense, positively affirming it as something you are living right now. If you don't have your resolve yet, remain silent, keep breathing, and see what arises from within now. I am brave. I trust, I am safe, I am healing, I am open, I am peace, I am love, I am light. Your Sankalpa, three times. And we now begin the rotation of consciousness, where you will take your awareness into different body parts in rapid succession as they are named. Today, you may either visualize, sense, or feel into the body part, whatever feels the easiest, the most accessible for you. We'll begin this journey inside the mouth, in the floor of the mouth under the tongue, sensing the inside right cheek, inside left cheek, roof of the mouth, back of the mouth, tongue, upper teeth, upper gums, lower teeth, lower gums, jaw, the whole inside of the mouth, the sinuses, right eye socket, left eye socket, middle of the mind, right ear canal, right ear, middle of the mind, left ear canal, left ear, middle of the mind, back of the head, crown of the head, forehead, nose, point where lips touch, whole of the face, whole of the head, the throat, base of the throat, right shoulder, right elbow, right wrist, back of the hand, palm of the right hand, right thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, pinky finger, whole right hand, whole right arm, right armpit, right side body, right hip, right thigh, right knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, right big toe, second toe, third, fourth, fifth toe, whole right foot, whole right leg, right side body, the whole right side of the body, base of the throat, left shoulder, left elbow, left wrist, back of the hand, palm of the hand, left thumb, index finger, middle finger, ring finger, little finger, whole left hand, left arm, left armpit, left side body, left hip, left thigh, left knee, lower leg, ankle, heel, top of the foot, sole of the foot, left big toe, second toe, third, fourth, left little toe, whole left foot, whole left leg, left side body, the whole left side of the body, the whole left side of the body, base of the throat, center of the chest, navel, pelvis, groin, front of the torso, front of the body, right heel, left heel, right buttock, left buttock, right shoulder blade, left shoulder blade, tail of the spine, whole spine to the base of the skull, the whole back of the body, the head, right side of the body, left side of the body, front body, back body, the whole of the body, the whole of the body. And draw your attention to the points of your body that contact the floor. Feel how gravity pulls them down heavy, securing you to the floor. Feel the weight of the head, shoulders, hips, heels, and backs of the hands, heavy. Feel the weight of gravity holding you down. Feel the weight of your body, the weight of your body from gravity, heavy and held. And become aware of the spaces, the air between the body and the floor, under the ankles, the knees, the low back, and the crook of the neck. Feel the air around the body, feeling light. Your body lighter than the air, lighter than a feather. Feel the whole body weightless, floating like a feather on air. The sensation of lightness through your body. And come back to the sensation of the points where the body touches the floor, feeling the weight from gravity. Gravity weighing the body down, the sensation of heaviness. And return to the spaciousness, the lightness. The air carrying you, lifting you lighter than air. The sensation of lightness through your body. Body floating on air. Light. Come back to the sensation of gravity holding your body. Weighted down, connected to the earth. Then move to the lightness, your body lighter than air. Back to heavy. Return to light. Now can you try to feel both heavy and light at the same time, creating both sensations of heaviness and lightness through the body? Heavy and light at the same time. And release all the sensations. Draw your attention to the breath. Inhaling through the nose, drawing down to the belly, and then back up. From the belly out of the nose. Feel the way the air moves down through the throat and chest. The belly expands. And then as you exhale, releasing back up and out through the nose. Keep following this breath from the nose to the navel. And the navel to the nose. Now, on your next inhale, sense the breath entering in through the crown, the palms, and the soles. A five-pointed inhale to the center of the chest. Exhale back out from the heart through soles, palms, and crown. Inhaling five-pointed breath. Crown, palms, and soles directly to the heart. Then exhaling from the heart back out through soles, palms, and crown. Breathing in this way. A few rounds. Heart-centered, five-pointed breath. Now, as the breath flows in and out through all 5 points, allow yourself to visualize a bright white light coming in through the body, accumulating in the heart space, and then radiating back out from the heart through all points in the body. As you breathe in, spread this light through every cell of the body. As you breathe out, allow this pulsating white light to spread through every atom of your being. Let each cycle of breath fill you with light. Breathing it in and breathing it out. And then draw down, pull down through the crown of the head, a beam, a column of bright, white, brilliant light from the crown all the way through the center of your body. And let this column of brilliant white light move through the whole of your being. Each inhale drawing down this bright light, each exhale letting it, feeling it spread through the body and out of your entire being. And allow this light to bring a shimmer, a glow, a luminescence, a sparkle to and through the body. Allow the body to be aglow. Keep sensing, feeling, visualizing this stream of bright white light. Allow your body to be filled. Even the space around you, all around you, this brilliant white light. Each flow, each natural cycle of breath, radiating, spreading, emanating, pulsing your brilliant light inside and outside. Brilliant, sparkling, pulsing white light. And repeat your Sankalpa 3 more times, cocooned in healing light, with the same true feeling that you did at the beginning of your practice. And begin to deepen the breath, feeling your body on your support. Notice the shoulders, hips, heels being supported. Your physical body touching the floor. Breathe a little deeper and maybe allow the breath to gently bring movement into the body. Allowing breath and movement to spread, maybe wiggles, stretches, yawns, maybe a hug of the knees. You could roll to your side, stay on back, come to belly or a seat. Take your time, finding your closing shape, pose, position, and pause to breathe, to listen to the sounds in your space all around you. Reacquaint, reorient your physical body in this time and space, taking as much time as you need to fully come back into your body, into the here and the now. Pause to breathe, to feel that sparkle from within. How could you carry it through the rest of your day? With my hands at my heart center, I see you. I see that shine, that sparkle. I bow to you. Our practice of yoga nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friend.